Hey everyone, this is episode 3 of People Are Interesting, and I'm here with local filmmaker John. Say hi, John.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, your cat is ripping up your couch.
Not my cat.
You have a cat in your house, and it's ripping up your couch. How about that?
It's my roommate, and it doesn't pay much rent.
The cat doesn't, or your roommate doesn't?
The cat.
Well, you know what would be scary? If the cat somehow showed up monthly with just bills on him. As if that was the rent.
That would be the best thing that's ever happened to me.
But where
if
would
I catch? If we, I mean,
you wouldn't wonder where it came from,
like early edition, except just. And if the cat showed up with Kyle Chandler.
Oh, Kyle Chandler.
Oh man,
we could talk about him for an hour.
Can we?
No. I mean, maybe one day. Maybe we can have a Kyle Chandler podcast where you and I just talk about.
I think this is the first episode of that.
Would we talk about everything he's been in or just Friday Night Lights?
No, just Friday Night Lights and Early Edition.
I've never seen Early Edition.
I know I saw a couple episodes, and I know that I recognize him from.
What's it about?
He gets the newspaper a day early, so he knows all the crimes, and he can somehow prevent them. I think.
You know what? That sounds like an awesome show. I'm not even going to lie. Like, I would watch that show.
It couldn't have been on more than, like, a season or two, right?
No. Well, okay. I'm going to look it up. Oh. But, as usual, we have the three questions. We start at childhood, which goes without any explanation. Then we have adolescence, like high school, college years. And we have adulthood, which is now.
All right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Early edition?
Early edition.
It says early editions of the Hebrew Bible is a... Okay, early edition, American television from 1996 to 2000. That's a long time for a show that I've never heard of.
Huh.
And I was alive during those times. And watching TV all the time because I had no friends.
Nobody had friends in 2000.
Nobody? No, everyone had friends because it was like, oh my God, we're alive. It's turn of the century or the millennium or whatever. It was millennium, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I remember the time. I just didn't have any friends.
I don't remember 2000 at all. I don't remember much. Oh, why did I exit out? Well, Kyle Chandler was apparently in a show before Friday Night Lights. Who knew? Besides you. And probably most people.
And most people who recognize.
Most people that watch television.
Yeah.
Anyways, so currently, as a job and as your side piece with Sean Malloy
side
Productions,
piece. Yeah.
Side piece, you work with cameras a lot. You're a director.
Correct.
Correct. And so, about your childhood, that must have, did that start around that era or not? Did you have any fascination with filmmaking as a kid?
No. Not fascination with filmmaking.
No.
Not really young. I mean, when we get later into elementary school, I would say.
Elementary school is like your childhood?
Yeah, I guess so.
So, both no and yes?
Yes.
Okay, What was the no but yes in the pre-elementary school era?
Oh, elementary school. So like preschool.
Yeah.
That would have been... Well, yeah. I mean, I grew up watching the movies my dad watched.
What movies were those?
So, Alamo was always good.
What? Why were you watching...
John Wayne. John Wayne's out. Well, I mean, that is the Alamo.
Yeah.
Westerns and war movies.
Why were you watching
Great
Westerns
Escape.
And war movies as a preschooler?
That was on. We had one TV in the house. That's what my dad was watching.
And so you would just be fascinated with all these war movies.
Yeah, I really liked them. I mean, I watched regular stuff, too, but...
What regular... How do you go to regular stuff after watching...
Sesame Street, you know. Spend the afternoon watching Sesame Street.
Okay.
Spend the evening watching Longest Day. And that's a whole evening you got to invest for.
Longest Day is a good movie. I can't believe you watched that when you were like 4 or
yeah.
5.
Well, I mean.
It seems like you were entertained by Sesame Street, but you didn't like appreciate it for its filmmaking.
Sesame Street?
pretty solid characters.
Some pretty good angles in there, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty good composition. No, but I wouldn't say that I recognize them cinematically, obviously, at that point. But no, I grew up watching great films. Yes. I attribute that to my father. Everything I did as a kid was just stuff my dad did when he was 30, you know?
Was he into, like,
I didn't have...
Like, did you have a family camcorder?
No. We had a family camcorder, yeah, but that was just to shoot. It was just a camera to take family videos. VHS.
Do you have a ton of family videos at your house?
Boxes full.
Oh my! Were they all directed by you?
No. I mean, when I would get the camera, and I begged for the camera at times. Yes. There are videos done by me.
How old were you then?
I don't know. I'd say from 6 up, you know? Yeah. Where I could hold the camera and understand that.
So definitely like stuff. Elementary school
stuff. But yeah, but it just turns family vacations into like my guided tour as a 7-year-old. So really obnoxious.
Do you remember any of that? Like what's 7-year-old obnoxious John talking about the family at Disneyland?
I remember I went to, we were at Disney World, and I went on the Star Wars ride where you sit in the theater and the whole theater moves.
I don't know what the ride is.
What was it? It was a ride. I think they got rid of it.
A Star Wars ride?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a Star Wars ride at Disney World.
At Disney World?
You attacked the Death Star in the ship, like you were with, and you were like in the movie, and then you had like a host, and it was like on a screen, but the whole place rocks. You could feel it. So all the camera was, it was, you know.
Shaky cam.
Yeah. Blair Witch. So, no. But I mean, first person, like almost like a video game.
Yeah.
Shot that way. So. I just started doing that with a camera on family vacation, running around like I was a fighter jet. So that, it ruined most of.
So in a way, another early influence for you was Star Wars.
But I had like sound effects and all. So at least that's
like okay. Star Wars.
Like Star Wars.
Did you like the Star Wars movies?
No.
Or just the ride?
Just that ride. Just that ride for that day. Then the fascination passed. I didn't do that for every family video from then on.
And then it went back to
Merry Christmas.
And then it went back to longest day filmmaking.
Yeah.
The Alamo. The Great Escape.
Great Escape.
What other movies?
Mad World.
Oh my god. I've never seen that movie. Isn't that that's the movie with everyone in it, right?
You actually haven't seen that movie?
No, I've never
seen it. So I feel like you must have lied to me at some point because
No, here's what I know about it's a Mad Mad
Mad. I feel like I learned that about everyone pretty much off the bat when I meet them. Seen this movie.
When we met, we were very young, to be fair.
That is fair.
Okay. But I haven't seen it yet either, so whatever. But that's the movie with everyone. The only thing I know about that movie is that it has pretty much every star from whenever year it was made in it, and that it spawned Rat Race.
Yeah, it did.
Say that more dejectedly. Why don't you?
You would also know that you're not supposed to bring up Rat Race when talking about it's a Mad, 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 Mad World.
I've never seen Rat Race either.
Okay, so then you can't talk.
So, wait, does that mean it's a good movie?
No, it's not a good movie.
What was so bad about it?
It just wasn't a real movie.
What? How is it not a real movie?
I cannot honestly give you a review of Rat Race, what's it called?
Rat Race.
What's that kid's name?
Seth Green?
No.
The only two people
in
Rat...
Was Seth Green in it?
Yeah, the only two people in Rat Race.
Was that a hot air balloon?
Bean was in it. I was going to say the only two people
was in it. Who was in that movie? John Cleese was in it at a point.
Seth Green and Whoopi Goldberg were in
it. But it didn't even have the same plot, really.
Then, wait.
They were all after money. They were all in like a race for money, but...
Is that what it's about? That matter what it's about?
There weren't really the same motives.
Oh. Do you really
need that? No, Rat Race is not a remake of It's a Mad, Mad, Mad Red World. It's inspired by.
Okay. Is that just what chase movies are inspired by now? It's a Mad, 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 Mad World? We all need to go to this one place.
No, it's great. I mean, it might be the ultimate chase movie, yes. Chase? Yeah.
Yes. Chase. You know Chevy Chase. He was probably in that one of those movies.
Yikes. He probably was in Rat Race.
I bet you, no, because there was that wall he didn't work. Anyways.
Oh, yeah.
So in elementary school, what did you end up filming?
In elementary school?
Yeah.
Oh, things with neighbors.
Things with neighbors.
I mean, kid little, neighbors. Little short films you come up with neighbor friends. Like, hey, we've got a camera. What do you want to do? It was like make little short films or just burn things and film it.
What would you burn and then film?
Army. You just burn Army men. You know, when you're a kid and you burn Army men. We just had a camera. We'd film it.
Did they have any semblance of plot, or were you just like, we're going to film some army men melting now?
No. Come to think of it, I mean, the neighbor, I mean, well, no. He, I don't know, he liked to burn things.
How many neighbors were in on this?
One neighbor in particular.
Okay. And he liked to burn things.
Yeah. I mean, I like to burn things too, but I was more like, hey, hang on.
And now that friend's
lighter fluid's a bit much. Come on. Yeah, the back of the video is mostly me. Put it out. Put it out. Put it out. Okay, stop. It's too much fire. Stop it. Stop it. Mom's going to see.
How many hours of footage are there of you guys burning?
Way too many. However many it is, it's way too many. It can't take out more than 2 or 3 VHS tapes.
Oh, no. How much was a VHS tape? Like 6 hours?
No. Well, yeah, Super Play. But come on now. Whatever it's called. Long Play. Super Play.
Super Play? I don't know.
That's a thing, right? Maybe.
Superplay is probably a thing.
I don't remember VHS.
I don't. It wasn't that long ago. It wasn't.
Yeah, I know. My memory is not that good.
More than half our lives had VHS in it, I feel like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Kids today are born knowing only DVDs. That's weird.
I work at the same video store as you. I know.
We do work at the same video store. Was that it? Or were there other things that you filmed? Besides just...
Oh, no, we'd film other stuff.
Oh, okay. But Army Men was your main...
That's probably how it started. I think that's probably how we got into... First, it was just to document this destruction.
Uh-huh.
Second, like, hey, we can actually act things out. So we do Cops parodies.
Like Cops of, like, regular cops out there, or Cops the TV show?
Cops the TV show.
Oh, my God.
So we just film our own episodes of Cops.
Okay.
But we had no way of editing this. We didn't have any, we didn't even have
was a it just VCR like straight
system. No, like, it was start the camera, stop the camera. We wouldn't even rewind and go over stuff unless we really blew a shot. And then you had to be really careful not to go back and tape over the stuff you just shot.
Oh, yeah.
We did that a couple times. Like, a shot ends early. If you're watching these films today, you know, a scene will end early. Like, what happened? Like, oh, we ran too far.
You didn't even run back inside to check the tape?
And then you get like 1 or 2 seconds of like a bad tape because you didn't rewind enough.
Why didn't you go inside to check the tape?
We were in the field. We were shooting. We were getting it done. It was guerrilla filmmaking.
Oh, okay.
So it was, you know, rewind, check the tape, look in the little viewfinder, and stop.
Mm.
Continue filming.
Oh, you had the viewfinder back then.
Yeah,
I was thinking like even earlier.
No.
So that was like 92?
You can play back on any camcorder, VHS camcorder.
Can you?
Yeah.
Man, I'm stupid.
Yeah, pretty dumb.
Wish I weren't so dumb. So you were out in the field shooting Cops parodies. What was in these cop parodies? What would you be filming? What is a typical Cops parody script from Lil Jon? Not the rapper.
It didn't have a script. It mostly just, I mean, the other actors we could find were family pets. So it was, you know, the cat was dealing drugs. The dog was in on it. And there'd be like an interrogation
scene. How did you know about drugs?
We watched Cops. Clearly.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
Pretty good.
What were the drugs? Was it just, like, drugs? Or did you, like, actually find, like, a plastic bag with flour in it?
No. I think we said we could smell, like, crack on their breath. You know.
That's how they do it in D.C.
Things
today. So yeah. you were ahead of your time.
Absolutely.
That's a regular Reno 911 you had on your hands.
It was.
Was it?
It was.
Was it in that vein? Was it the mockumentary?
Absolutely. I'm trying to remember the one we did where...
So this is a different one from the cat drugs.
Cat. This is a different, yeah, a different script, different storyline.
Okay.
Different characters. I forget what it was, but there was like a hillbilly living in a house, and it was his shed in the backyard. Like, the hillbilly came out with his toy shotgun, and was like, yeah, get off my lawn! And he swings the toy shotgun and just smacks the camera. So that was the best shot and take we had in all of it. We thought we'd broken the camera. We were so scared.
But you got a really good shot out of it?
We got a really good shot. We kept it in. And people were like, oh, his mom was like, how'd you do that? Like, oh, we like just moved the camera really fast.
Really good timing.
I mean, really, yeah, it was really good timing on our part.
That's some pretty good, that's pretty like.
Because it also, cut at the same point because he hit it hard enough that the camera like stopped.
The battery got jostled loose. Oh my god. That's such good like early dictation of how much you like being behind the camera. What you remember, you don't seem to remember much about content, but what you remember is that one time you got a really good shot.
Because we actually hit the camera.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the story in Evil Dead, how they got that perfect shot from under the coffin.
I don't remember.
Remember in Evil Dead when he's throwing the dirt on top of the coffin and it covers only some of the lens?
Oh, yeah.
That perfect shot.
I gotcha.
And of course they asked them how they did that and they were like, oh, it was purely by accident. you could never recreate that.
No, so much of that stuff is purely accident.
Yeah. Oh, if they ever remake Evil Dead, they could probably just do that with CGI.
Aren't they remaking it?
They always said they're going to remake it, but they never did.
I think pretty recently I heard something.
Did you like
check
it?
Check your blogs, folks.
Is that a movie you watched as a kid, the Evil Dead movies?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't watch that until much later.
Oh. So what films did you say inspired you as a kid?
As a kid?
Yeah. Besides all these war movies, I guess.
Those were all from my dad, but, I mean, as far as movies I watched on my own, I mean, the entire Indiana Jones.
All of them?
Trilogy. Oh, well, yeah, all of them.
They
were all on VHS by the time we were kids, so it was all on VHS. I didn't see Indiana Jones widescreen until much later in life.
These war movies and these westerns and Indiana Jones.
Right.
Did these movies not scare you as a kid? Because those are like scary for kids in a sense, you know?
No, I remember other movies scaring me. I remember Terminator's terrifying me, and I remembered like Goonies terrifying me for some reason.
Goonies?
Oh no, just the eye. Just when he lifts up for some reason when he lifts up the eye patch at the end of Goonies, that scene always terrified me. Anyway. Indiana Jones is scaring me. No.
That's such a scary movie though. Like yeah. I mean if you're a kid, because it's like people's faces are melting off. People are.
I mean, yes, it was scary. There was the scene in that movie that did the same thing as the Goonies movie, where we just had to hide, and you know, not watch the screen. You gonna watch it this time? Yeah, totally gonna watch it.
And what scene was it?
Watch it.
The face melting off scene.
Yeah, Donovan at the end of Last Crusade.
Doesn't all of him melt?
I guess just poorly. He ages, and the hair comes out.
Oh yeah. For some reason, I thought both in the first movie and the third movie they both melt. Just like straight melt.
No, that's just that's Tote in Raiders.
Yeah,
he melts. That's pretty good.
And the other guy just
That actually didn't scare me. It was only in Last Crusade. The melting didn't bother me, but the rapid aging and then turning to ash.
But if you never watched it, then how did you know that's what happened?
I mean, I saw it once enough to know I was scared of it.
So you saw it once. And then decided, fuck this shit. And whenever you rewatched it.
I'm never watching that again. I don't have to do this.
But if it was one of your favorite movies, then you have to watch it a ton of times.
Yeah, and I'd hide every time. I would watch this movie every single day, you understand?
Every day.
In preschool, I went to my best friend in preschool, who's my best friend to this day, because of this movie, watching these movies experiences we had.
I've had a best friend since preschool to
since
now.
Preschool, forever.
Wow. It's a good friendship.
Long, long ago, yeah. Because of Indiana Jones. Because we grew this friendship based off of our love of Indiana Jones. So when his mom would, like, babysit me, which is most of the time, because our parents are really good friends. That's how, I mean, why we're still friends, probably. But.
So both families are still friends with each other?
Oh, yeah, best friends. Because of our friendship. And because of Indiana Jones. It has changed two families' lives, these movies.
Indiana Jones both inspired you and brought you together with your best friend.
Yep.
Wow.
That's it.
Nice.
Best friends in Indiana Jones. Yeah, no. So it was his mom she had these movies on VHS in her basement.
Mm-hmm.
And she let us watch them all the time. And that's always what we wanted to watch.
Just straight Indiana Jones.
Just Indiana Jones all the time.
Wow. That's dedication.
It was dedication. No, I mean, really. His dog, his name was Indy. I knew every password on their computer forever because it was always Indiana. Yeah. Always Indiana Jones for Halloween. Always.
Both of you?
Most of the time, yeah.
Wow. That seems kind of unfair.
His mom, I mean.
One of you has to be Short Round.
He liked Temple of Doom a lot more than I did, so his mom made him one year, I think for his birthday, the stones. Like, she got pretty good stones, like the same size and like color, and painted them up and gave them a little satchel.
Nice.
Pretty good.
Good. Nice. Good. Awesome mom.
Yeah.
Good for mom. So then we go to adolescence, because I assume the top of your childhood influences was war movies and Indiana Jones. You're an old soul. Like, that's kind of how that sounds.
I was never a child, just a very small man.
And then you grew up. Were you, did that maintain throughout high school?
Still a very small man. No, I did. To sum up childhood, you know, I listened to vinyl records. I played my mom and dad's Atari.
You're like a
And I watched old war movies and westerns, yeah.
You then is a hipster now.
I couldn't help it.
That's how that is.
That's probably why I hate hipsters.
Yet you are one.
But not at all.
Anyways, so now we're in adolescence, as I said.
Yeah.
We are both at your house currently, and we're both drinking. You made fun of my beer choice.
I do not like Corona. I don't know why it's in
Then why do you have it in your house?
I don't. Leftover from a party. No. You can have all of it. You can take it.
Well, no.
That's the only reason I have parties, is to get...
It's to get Corona to give to me.
You're the people leave behind. Honestly, it's a pretty good deal.
So since we're drinking...
Yeah.
Did you start drinking around in your adolescence age, like high school, college era?
Yeah, in high school. I mean, I didn't start off drinking and just drank, but yeah, I had beers pretty early on.
Wait, what's the difference between drinking and drink?
I mean, I'd go out and have a beer. I mean, when you're like a freshman in high school, you can't drink that much.
You started freshman year in high school?
Yeah.
Fuck, you were cool.
But not cool at all.
If you had access to beer, you were pretty cool. I imagine that's how high school works, because
it wasn't with anyone my age, so nobody in my grade knew, nobody in our class knew about it.
Oh, so you were hanging out with, like, older kids.
It was my brother's friends, and my brother's friends would party at the house down the street from our house. So I would just walk down and hang out with them, have a couple beers. Just how it went down.
And
so I wasn't out partying with my friends. I didn't have, like,
cool friends. But you were still out partying.
I was still a huge nerd.
But how were you still a huge nerd, but you were still going out partying with your brother's friends?
I was just my brother's nerd friend who would drink with them. That's how that worked.
And was it ever at parties, or was it?
Yeah, they'd have parties. I'd be there. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, what was the?
Oh, they liked me. Like, I became like a pet.
Oh, a drinking pet.
A drinking pet. A young drinking.
That's the best kind of a pet.
Yeah.
I would. Okay. I don't see how you can be like, yeah, I hung out with the older kids and they liked me and I drank their beers, and be like, oh, I wasn't cool.
Because I wasn't cool. I'd get to school and everybody still hated me.
Even the older kids that liked you?
No, I mean, they'd be like, hey, what's up? They'd acknowledge me, but.
Okay, so you would go to parties freshman year and then sophomore and then blah,
but
blah, blah.
Just parties down the street from my house. Just parties in the school. I mean, there were a great number of them. I mean, and just people hanging out, not big parties.
What would you say was the best party experience of your young existence?
The best party experience?
Yes.
Was probably at that house, and there was, I don't know, the house was entirely packed. Like, you could not get in. The cops came to the house.
Oh, no.
And, like, the mom was like, nope, can't come in. Like, everybody's inside. Like, everybody stay inside. Like, can't come in. Sorry.
Wait, the mom did that?
Yeah.
Fuck, that's... What?
It was pretty cool. This is later. I mean, I was not a freshman at this point anymore. But, yeah, that was a pretty good party.
Oh, that's just because the cops couldn't come in?
Yeah. The house was packed. I'm just saying, I'm not going to go into all the details of why that was a good party.
Well, of course.
Well...
No, what else happened, John?
Nothing. Nothing happened that party.
Nothing?
Nothing else happened at that party.
Okay, then what's the worst experience you've had at a party?
What's the worst experience I've had at a party?
Yes.
That's an easier question.
Why is it so much?
Because you remember the horrible things a lot better than, like, best party. Best party experience. Well, this one time, I was having a grooving time.
That's exactly what... pardon me. That's exactly what the movie Can't Hardly Wait is. It's the best party. Have you seen Can't Hardly Wait?
I saw Can't Hardly Wait in theaters. It came when we, like, graduated junior high, right? It was, like, that weekend.
It was, like, that era, probably.
I think so.
That's when Jennifer Love Hewitt was the thing everyone wanted to bone.
That's when I was.
Yeah.
I think a big group of people went, and I wasn't invited.
Then why did you say I went to see it in theaters?
I went to see it with my brother later.
Oh, that's just sad.
And his friends was with the older kids.
Oh, so there you go. You don't need your same age friends to be hanging out with.
Didn't have any. So you're kidding it.
Well, that's why they didn't invite you, because you weren't friends with them. Anyways, worst party experience.
Worst party experience. So the worst drinking experience is what you're asking me, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I assume everyone in high school, everyone's worst drinking experience happened at an ill-fated party.
You never know. Worst drinking experience would have to be the reason I don't drink Captain Morgan's. Can't drink Captain Morgan's.
You can't drink it.
Can't even smell it.
All rum or just Captain Morgan's?
Pretty much all rum, but Captain Morgan's, I can't even look at the label.
Oh, no.
What happened? You look at the Captain Morgan's pose and it makes me sick.
How much Captain Morgan's? Wait. First what happened and then how much Captain Morgan did you have?
First what happened and then how much did I have?
Yeah.
I woke up in just total darkness.
What?
Hang on. And I couldn't move.
Oh, no. Is this going to be a buried alive story?
It is. Oh, and it was scalding hot.
Oh, no. What?
And I thought, I'm dead. And I thought, no, I must just be paralyzed. Then, you know, I also had the worst hangover, like... I didn't handle hangovers that well at the time anyway. I was pretty young still.
How old were you during...
I was young enough to not realize that you shouldn't upend handles of...
Oh, no.
Rum. So that's how young I was.
That's a lot of rum.
It's a lot of rum.
That is a lot of rum.
So I couldn't move. And then, you know, I lay there for a little while longer. I just want to vomit. But I know I'm pressed against, like, the ground, so I know it's vomit on my face.
Mm-hmm.
So... I realized that I'm on a hardwood floor, and the thing on top of me is a carpet. But I'm in the middle of it. I had passed out.
Like a heavy carpet? Or like an
Heavy carpet. Like a heavy, fancy oriental rug.
Those are so heavy.
But like a full room, huge one.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was a party with older kids. Not the same older kids I grew up hanging out with.
Oh, so a different
group of older kids.
Oh, so this was already
another friend's older brother who was a couple years older than my older brother.
This was already a bad idea to begin with, in a way.
Pretty bad idea.
Okay.
And their parents, we had been friends early on. He had moved away, and he had just moved back. But their parents hadn't moved back yet because they had to start school. So they set him up in the house, moved some furniture into the house. So for a couple of months, they just had huge parties, and they were awesome.
That sounds awesome.
So
that sounds almost made up awesome, you know?
So these older kids, they beat me up and took my money. I was passed out hard, like lying on the ground, couldn't move. I could move my thumb up and down to signal that I was still alive or what have you.
Oh, geez.
It was probably like the worst alcohol poisoning. I'm telling you, this is the worst drinking experience of my life. So anyway.
So there was potential alcohol poisoning, and you remember only giving people thumbs up and thumbs down.
Yeah, couldn't even open my eyes.
Oh, wow.
Could keep breathing and could move my thumb.
Oh, no.
That was about it.
So you were essentially the after-school special of don't drink.
Absolutely. I'll do that special.
That night?
Yep, night. Except everything turned out fine.
That'd be a good title for this after school special.
That night.
And then I turned out fine.
But it all turned out fine.
It was successful enough.
No, so they took all the furniture out of the set up dining room.
Okay.
Rolled up the rug. Rolled it back down over my lifeless body.
Oh.
And then put furniture around it.
No.
Back on the rug.
Oh, my God. So you were, like, stuck in there.
Yeah. Imagine walking in, like, your living room and there's a lump under the rug. I'm like, oh, it's a human.
Like a cartoon.
And they have to crawl their way out horribly, horribly hungry.
Like when a snake eats something.
Exactly like when a snake eats something. You know, I recently saw that in person for the first time, a snake eating a frog.
I've never seen that.
It was a tiny snake. It was a pretty big frog. It was pretty cool.
Where did you see this?
Farm.
Oh, okay. So you crawled out from under there?
Yeah. Had to. I wasn't going to die there.
Well, yeah.
No one was helping me. I don't think anybody else knew I was there.
Did you?
I think the people who probably did it had left and gone home, and they probably looked for me.
Oh, so you didn't wake up, like, in the morning. So it wasn't, like, awkward when you walked out and saw your two friends and were like, oh, hey, guys, I was the guy stuck under the carpet. I'll be seeing you.
See you later.
Cool party.
See you later, friends. No, they must not have known where I was.
So it wasn't in the morning.
No, it wasn't in the morning.
And you could have stolen so much and gotten away with it.
It's my friend's house.
He kept you under a rug all night.
I don't think he knew I was there.
And you didn't ask where they were in the, like, hey, where'd you guys go? I was under the rug.
I just went home. Just walked home.
How far was your house from them?
Pretty far.
Oh, no. Miles?
2 miles.
Oh, no. Well, I guess that's not too bad, but still. Oh, hungover in the heat. How hungover were you?
Really hungover. I mean, the most hungover ever.
Ever.
Or pretty close to it.
Jeez. So even like the college age drinking.
I'm telling you, this is the worst drinking experience I've ever had. So yes, it was the worst hungover I've ever been.
Oh my God. Under a rug. They buried you alive.
Buried me alive. Except didn't really. Still pretty mean.
No. I remember when I was a kid, there was a point where Goosebumps books, the author of the Goosebumps books tried writing like R.L. Stine, thank you. Started writing young adult scary fiction. And I only remember one of them, because I read a few of them.
Young adult scary fiction.
Yeah. The young adult scary fiction. That's his proper term.
Oh, I know. I worked in a library. I shelved your YASF books.
But he, like, one of them started with, like, 4 friends went out to, like, a ski cabin. And then for fun, they buried one of the friends under the snow and were like, let's go. And you were led to believe that they, like, left and but then came back to and got the friend.
Right.
And then the friend slowly started dying. And it turned out that the friend that they left behind, they actually left behind. And they froze to death. And it was so angry that his friends left him behind to die that it came back to life to kill all of them.
Yeah, of course.
That's the weirdest digression, but that's literally what I thought of right now with the carpet story. Like, oh, and then John died, but he was so angry that his friends left him there.
Yeah, I didn't really go for revenge. I guess I should have. I guess I should have gone on murdering rampage. That'd have been a pretty good excuse.
Maybe not a murder rampage.
Well, but going on a rampage, why not?
Yeah. The only kind of rampage, murder to rampage.
Pretty close.
Actually, you know what? That might be true.
No.
What other kind of rampages are there? Like Rampage Jackson that hasn't murdered, but he looks like
he could. You can go on like a wiffle ball bat rampage. People would call that a rampage.
If you just played...
If they were doing like a news report and I'd just gone into Safeway with a wiffle ball bat... Someone asked him, like, yeah, you just went on a rampage with that wiffle ball bat and started hitting the cashiers.
So you would be known as the...
Went for the granola. I don't know why.
I don't...
Wiffle ball bat rampage. That's a rampage.
I have no argument. That's a pretty good... It's a pretty good argument. Okay, so we've got 2 types of rampages now. The murderous kind and the wiffle ball bat
rampage.
You know. There's a such thing now.
Because wiffle ball bat hurts, but it doesn't really hurt.
No. Any wiffle ball bat stories along with getting drunk in high school, college?
Nope. Nothing to tell you about.
Okay, so now we're at adulthood. You are an adult now.
That was adolescence. That was pretty harmless. Just drinking stories? Sweet.
What did you think adolescence was going to be?
I don't know. Adolescence was the worst. On to adulthood.
So, when you were 17, where are the bodies hidden? So adulthood, yes. Like I'm looking, I'm like I said before, we're at your house. You have a lot of antique stuff here, a lot of history related stuff.
I like old stuff. I like history.
You like, okay. Are you into ancestry though?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean that's where any interest in history really comes from for me.
From your ancestry.
I mean, but history in general is so much more interesting if you have like a family link to stuff. So I've done a lot of ancestry research.
You've gone...
So you can name essentially any point in American history, and I can give you how it related to my family. I mean, I can't yet, but I'm trying to find it out. That's what ancestry is all about. What was my family doing at this time in history?
Okay, so how far back does your family tree... Have you researched your family tree?
Different branches, different lengths.
Okay,
I mean,
so...
You can't follow it all
so
the
you
back.
Mean like your
but
mom's
some
side
branches,
your dad's
some
side.
Branches, like, way, way back. It's all... All of my research is really American history. Because that's where all these records that at least I can read and access. All these records are American records.
What records
are you finding? So it's really my family history in America.
What records
are you finding? You start with census records.
Okay.
And you study the census records.
Where do you find census records? At the census?
Ancestry.com has all the census records. The Ancestry.com scans and documents, you know.
Everything?
They get their hands on these collections of files.
Wow.
And they just put them all together. And
that sounds borderline
and
creepy.
And make them searchable. They're Mormons.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's what they do.
We do that a lot.
I'm not saying being creepy, but...
No, it's too late. You've already insinuated it. The Mormons are coming after you now.
I love the Mormons. Love them.
You really?
I love Mitt Romney. He's very handsome.
So, how far back have you gone in both your mom's and your dad's side?
Well, different. I mean, it depends on who was an immigrant. I mean, you know, if they came to the States pretty recently, then I don't have much information past, you know, when they came to the States. But my family that's been here the longest, my mom's side, I mean, elements of my mother's side, since the beginning, 1666, Puritans on ships.
Jeez.
So I've got a lot of that family.
Okay.
And those, when you get on Ancestry, that it's like distant cousins and things. I have done the research because you're all related to these same people.
Of course.
So you just tap into these family trees that have already been done. And you find all this stuff out. You still got to search for it, but...
Well, how far
Somebody's done their research.
So your mom's family you found goes back to at least 1770s. I mean, 1666.
1666.
I mean,
1666.
Yes.
1666.
Yes. That's the date. I think I'm right. Yeah?
That's what I said.
Okay, so that's as far back as your mom's family goes.
That's the furthest back I can find, like, legit records for, yeah.
And your dad's the same or not so much? Or further back?
No, my dad doesn't have any super old... Like, 1840s is when my dad's family came over.
From?
Potato famine, Ireland and England.
So they were tired of not having any more potatoes.
Hey, man, potato famine was pretty bad.
It was. It lasted a long time.
People were starving and dying.
Okay. And your family was apparently over there.
Yeah. And they were
not doing that.
And they were coal miners, and they weren't doing so good. So they thought, hey, let's go to America.
Wait.
They went to Nova Scotia first. Some of them did.
Did they continue coal mining there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So they were miners. That's what they knew.
Did they coal mine when they moved to America?
Whole families. Whole ships of Bradleys.
Just all... Like, everyone... Pretty much everyone on your dad's side is a coal miner.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, all of them.
No, all of them.
Yeah. No, everyone in my family was a coal miner. They lived in little mining towns. Little, tiny, poor mining towns. And everyone mined coal. That's what you did. You were born in this town. You mined coal.
Can you leave the town? Is that allowed?
Yeah, you can. My pop-pop left after World War II.
Was your pop-pop in World War II?
He was in World War II at the very end. He served
Scary.
In Italy in, like, 45. He dug graves.
Sad.
Yeah, really sad, but like a hospital. Like, he never saw any action.
But so, wait, did he have... Those were, like, mass graves?
Like, graveyards that were set up in Italy.
Oh, okay. I was thinking...
For American soldiers. He dug graves there and played the bugle at funerals and played basketball to entertain the troops. Wow. Yeah, and then he was on a ship for Japan when we dropped the bomb.
What? Wait, why was he going to Japan when the bomb was being dropped?
To fight. I mean, we didn't know the bomb was going to work.
So you were...
Like, if the bomb don't work, you guys are going in.
So your pop-pop was probably on there like, oh my God, it has to work.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they knew, right? I don't know.
I assume they probably got...
I'll bet they were pretty glad when we dropped it, though.
And that it worked.
And that it worked.
Or else they would have
Sorry,
had to
Japan?
See. Yeah, that's not necessarily the best thing
in
the world.
You know, I do. I feel bad for... But yeah, did win that war.
Okay.
It was a horrible thing to drop the bomb, but it had to be done.
So. Con, the bomb was dropped. Yeah. Pro, your granddad didn't have to fight anyone.
Exactly.
That's Pop-Pop is granddad, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure how it works
in
your family.
What else would it be?
I don't know.
All right, continue.
Oh, that's how it works in Arrested Development, too. I was going to say Arrested Development, but...
Pop-Pop gets a treat.
Okay, so your family was a part of World War II.
Yeah. I had a great-grandfather. He was a colonel. He also fought in World War I. He fought in World War I and then was a colonel.
What?
Yeah.
What did he do in World War I?
No idea.
What do you mean, no idea?
I have no idea.
Didn't your Ancestry.com stuff tell you?
No, you can't find, I mean, you can't find exactly what, especially World War I, there just aren't that many records. Hmm. I know they deserved, but that's about it. I wish I could find out. I mean, that's what I'm working on the hardest as far as research that I'm currently working on. But there just aren't the records.
We just don't have the records.
There aren't. Mormons need to get on it.
Can't you do any...
Scan me some records.
Can't you do any independent research?
Yeah, I can. But I'd have to go to... excuse me, from Boston. Go to Boston.
Why not go to Boston?
I want to go to Boston. I really want to go to Boston. I have a lot of family history in Boston.
In Boston?
A lot in Boston. My German immigrants, like...
Your German immigrants?
My German immigrants. Family. Ancestors. They were from... Yeah, he moved to Boston. My great-great-great-grandfather. Third great-grandfather moved to Boston.
Okay.
He was a brewer. He made beer.
Nice.
And he made beer in Germany. And then he moved... He was hired by a guy in Boston to,
so
be,
if you have
to be his master brewer.
If you have beer lineage, no wonder you hate me for drinking this Corona.
Yeah, it's true.
This is bad. I've sinned in your house.
And he made real German lager. He made the first... He was the brewer of the first German lager in the United States. Like, the real German lager. That's where pretty much all Boston lager... I mean...
Like Sam Adams?
Yeah, like Sam Adams. Sam Adams is in the same neighborhood, I think. That's what I've read. I think it's in Jamaica Plains, which is where he made beer. Roxbury district of Jamaica Plains.
What was the name of the beer?
Rosal.
I'm assuming it's not around anymore?
No, not at all. No, they got shut out with Prohibition. His son was the master brewer after him. And all their advertising is the master brewer's master brew. So, pretty badass.
That is pretty
badass. See, this is why I like Ancestry, because like any point in history, anything that was cool, your family probably had something to do with.
Well, if
America. We did some pretty cool stuff.
Well, it's not that old either, America.
Yeah.
So.
Well, 1600s.
A lot of weird stuff.
Pretty old.
So if they were up in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Were they Puritans?
I had Puritan family, yeah, in Massachusetts.
What? Damn, that's old school.
Absolutely. I had a relative whose name was, their last name was Lord.
Lord?
Lord. So her name was Thankye.
Stanky Lord?
Thankye.
Oh, thank you.
Thankye Lord.
Is this a joke?
Thankye Lord. I swear to God.
You are lying to me.
No, and these records are pretty well, I mean, there weren't that many people in the States at that point, so any of their church records, most of them have survived, and they're like historical documents. So yeah, these
Thankye your
Lord.
Lord.
Thankye Lord.
Thankye Lord. She should be so happy she's not alive like these days. She'd get made fun of.
Yeah, totally.
All day. Thankye Lord.
Thankye Lord.
A Puritan named Thankye Lord. That's made up. You made that up.
Nope, I didn't. I make a lot of things up, but I didn't make that up.
Next, you're going to tell me you're related to John Proctor or something.
You know I'm related to John Proctor.
I don't believe that you're related to John Proctor at all.
I'm related to Daniel Day-Lewis.
That was a very...
I was the most excited. Like, that day when I was doing that research, when I found out I had family from the witch trials, I was so excited. But I was the most excited when it was said John Proctor. I was like, oh my God, Daniel Day-Lewis.
You are not...
That's awesome.
So you had family that participated in the Salem witch trials.
Participated? I have family killed in the Salem witch trials.
So then you're not related to John Proctor then. If John,
hang on.
Oh, wait. No. That's how that works.
Town's pretty small, so... No, he was... Yeah, John Proctor was an eighth-great-grandmother. Eighth-great-grandmother was... I think it was Mary Proctor. Was his sister.
Okay.
And then I had another eighth-great-grandmother... who was Susanna Martin, Susanna North Martin. And she was killed for being a witch. She was hung.
What?
She was one of the ones hung. And there weren't that many hung.
How many got hung?
I don't remember.
50?
Less than 50.
20?
I think it's between like 15 and 32. I think it's a number in that range.
That's a very specific number.
That's a pretty big number.
And
I think it is.
And your grandma was one of them.
My eighth great grandmother, yes.
Oh,
one of my many eighth great grandmothers.
was hung for being a witch.
Hung for being a witch.
You know what? This doesn't make me believe that you're related to John Proctor, but this does make me believe you are a part witch.
I am part witch. Correct.
You have no proof that she wasn't a witch.
For all intents and purposes. Yeah. No, it's true. I don't. You're right.
Winner. I won that piece of your personal history.
I am a witch. My great-grandmother wasn't some innocent victim slaughtered because of some horrible, horrible Puritans. You're right.
Oh, well, you don't have to make it all sad like that. Maybe she was showing a lot of...
You made it sad.
Maybe she was showing a lot of signs of witchcraft.
She was an old lady. She was an old, spindly-looking, creepy woman, yes.
Well, there you go.
If she had lived in my town at that time, I probably would have said she was a witch and had her hung, yes.
Because no one lasts that long back then.
Nope.
Like 82, you said?
Yeah, like I think 70s, 80s. I think that's old. Like she was old. She was an old woman.
Yeah, like old age back then.
Like, was like I think 50. She was probably like the oldest woman in the town. I don't know. I don't know that much about the Salem witch.
And that's why.
Susanna North Martin.
Definitely not John Proctor.
I definitely am related to John Proctor.
Okay, family lineage in part of history. We've gone World War II.
Name a part of history.
We've gone World War I. Okay, Revolutionary War.
Got Revolutionary War.
No, you don't.
Joseph Powers.
Joseph Powers.
Captain Joseph Powers fought at Yorktown.
Did he die at Yorktown?
No.
Okay.
It sounds like he was a pretty well-to-do guy. Like, he had his brother. He paid for his brother to, like, fight instead for, like, 2 years of the war.
Okay. That's rich.
Yeah, they're probably pretty rich.
Yeah. That's rich talk.
Yeah. I mean, old. I mean, you go back. You got enough family in, like, American history. There's some rich folk back then.
Nice. Captain John Powers.
Captain John Powers. Or Joseph Powers.
Or Joseph Powers. Yeah. Well, probably Joe. Joe for short.
Joe Powers.
You know. Hey, I'm Joe Powers.
Hey, I'm Joe Powers. Revolutionary War. What's happening?
You make him sound like a morning DJ. All songs, all bugles.
Hey, good morning, Captain Powers. So let's go. Kill some redcoats.
What did he do in the... Just kill redcoats? Like, gonna lead y'all to...
I don't know what he did. I don't have, like, just not that many records on the Revolutionary War, but...
Was that also Massachusetts?
Yeah, Massachusetts.
All your family's Massachusetts?
A lot of them, yeah.
Then how'd you get them down to Virginia?
A lot of my other family, it's like Massachusetts and Maryland. Western Maryland is the coal miners. That's where they went. That's where they settled. Western Maryland, right on the border of West Virginia.
So, like, West Virginia, okay.
My dad's side, that's where they're all from. My dad's family, his entire family in the United States since, like, the 1840s, is all from two towns.
Dude, what towns?
Tiny mining towns.
Okay. You know their names?
Yeah. Barton and Westernport. Two great towns. Wonderful little towns.
But all they have is mining in it.
Yeah, they were mining towns. That's what they did.
Did you ever see My Bloody Valentine 3D? Of course not.
Nope. Sorry.
Nope.
I missed that one.
No, because that's set in a mining town, and I want to be like, is it anything like that? But you've never seen it. And also, it's probably nothing like that.
There aren't a lot of good mining movies. That's what I want to do. I just want to make, historical films, American films.
About?
Period films. Just using my family stories. If I could do anything, that's what I would do.
So you would make a really good mining movie?
I'd make a great mining movie. I'd make a great World War II movie. I'd make a great Revolutionary War movie. Korean War movie. And a lot of
they were in the Korean War, too.
My grandfather fought a Korean War, yeah.
So he fought both World War II, or is this a different grandfather?
Different grandfather.
Okay.
Other grandfather.
Which side?
My mother's father.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty cool.
And your father's father did World War II?
Yep.
Did they ever get together and switch stories?
No, never talked.
Ever?
I don't think so.
Hmm. Okay. That happens.
Yeah.
To families.
My pop-up was in, like, the Catholic Mafia. It was pretty cool.
What?
He had a lot of Italian friends.
There's no...
And they called themselves the Jolly Boys.
Is there a such thing
they
as
played
the Italian
poker.
Mafia?
No, the Catholic Mafia.
I mean, the... Woof.
They were Italians, but they're not...
That just happened to be a coincidence.
They were Italians, but my pop-up wasn't. He was Irish.
Okay.
So, but they let him be in their little group of friends, the Jolly Boys.
Are you sure this isn't the IRA?
And they wore some really, really nice suits. And had really nice shoes. And they called themselves the Jolly Boys, and they played poker.
That kind of, honestly, that kind of sounds frightening.
But they're all really cool.
I mean, I'm sure they are, but I don't want to get on the wrong side of nice suited men calling themselves the Jolly Boys.
Yeah, well.
Sounds frightening.
I think they
might. What are their wars?
What are the wars? All of them name a war.
1812.
I don't think so. I can't say no because I haven't found those records, but who knows? I had plenty of relatives alive at the time.
Civil War.
So absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Civil War. Everybody's got some Civil War.
So what side did they fight on?
Both. I had family on both sides.
Both sides?
Yeah. I had my mom's dad's dad's dad.
So for
my fourth great grade? Great grandfather.
So third grade.
Is that right? Yeah, no, it was my great great grandfather. Johannes Mikkel. He was a German immigrant.
Okay.
Changed his name to John Michael and fought in Michigan.
He anglicized his name?
Yeah. Johannes Mikkel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Johannes is a good name.
John Michael. Yeah, but he moved to Michigan. So he became John Michael. So he fought for Michigan, was captured pretty early on, and then spent most of his time like in a prison camp. But towards the end of the war, before Petersburg was released and was a surgeon's assistant.
For?
So, like, cutting off limbs and stuff.
For?
The Union.
Okay.
Civil War.
Yes, I know what war the Union fought in.
Yep. And, oh, yeah, other side of the family. Still my mom's side. But they were from New Orleans.
Oh.
So it was my great-grandmother's uncles. This is who we're talking about. Okay. Two brothers.
Wait, two brothers were fighting on opposite sides?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Brother versus brother.
That must be a
great movie. Or miniseries. I think I might go miniseries with this one.
You know, that sounds miniseries.
I think so.
But it can't be too long. HBO. Like 4 episodes.
I want to do a miniseries arc from Civil War. It's like one part Civil War series. And then have another adjoining series that's connected loosely with World War One. I think that'd be pretty good. Because it was a pretty dramatic shift from Civil War to World War One without too much serious fighting in between, you know?
Okay, so how
military action?
How much time between those two wars?
Oh, no characters recurring, but you know,
oh, okay,
tied in.
I was about to say,
maybe
like
same
you...
families or same cities, you know?
Okay,
in that sense, not the same people fighting both wars.
I was about to say this seems like a time traveling miniseries at this point.
Well,
even though I don't know the year difference between the two wars, so
right. Anyway, so they were from New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
And so it's my great grandmother's uncles, John and Alex, Buther, Germans, still Germans.
Always Germans.
Always Germans. A lot of German immigrants.
So you're English, Irish, and German?
Pretty much, so far. That's okay. About it. So Alex and John.
Mm-hmm.
One of them moves up north. He works on steamships. I can't remember exactly what he wasn't a captain, but I don't know what he did. But he worked on steamships and went up north in Mississippi. And just stayed up north, lived up north. So when the war started, he fought for whatever state he was living in, I can't remember. And then the other uncle was in the Washington Artillery, which was the pinnacle Confederate artillery. And fought the entire war, pretty much every battle, until he was wounded and captured.
Oof. Scary.
Yeah. He was wounded and captured at Gettysburg.
Whoa.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Wow. Is there a chance that they cross paths?
I have tried to figure that out. I don't think they were ever at
the same place.
The same place at the same time.
That'd be sad, going to the battlefield and seeing your brother.
Yeah, it would be. He wrote him letters.
Oh.
When he was in prison. I think the Union brother tried to convince the Southern brother
to join the Union?
He said, I think he told him, like, if he pledged allegiance to the Union, they would release him because he was his brother. But, no, he swore, like, he was going to get out and continue fighting for the South.
Oh, wow.
And he did. He was with them at Appomattox.
So, okay, let me get this straight. Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
Civil War.
Yep.
World War One.
Yep.
World War Two.
Yep.
Your family has always been on the right side of the war.
Well, yeah, up until that point.
Oh, I mean, not the winning side, let's be.
Winning side. Yeah, because we were winning all the wars at that point.
Yeah.
Korea, Vietnam.
Oh, yeah, you did mention Korea.
Yeah.
Well.
Korea and Vietnam.
Well, whoops.
Yeah.
Who was in the Vietnam War?
Same one who was in Korea.
Oh. Ew.
Yeah. Rough.
And so, pretty much all your ancestors were, like, soldiers and coal miners, and now you love... And
farmers, yeah.
And farmers. Who was a farmer?
Landowners, slave owners, you know.
Oh, okay. And so, now, and you enjoyed those films growing up.
Yeah.
That's how it came about.
But I didn't know anything about ancestry at that point.
No. But it's kind of funny how it kind of came full circle.
I guess so.
That is weird. I didn't even mean it to be that way, or that to be some sort of stopping point. But
nice podcast. We're on it out. Jerk.
Well, I swear, but I just thought it was interesting.
That, yeah, well done. No, well done. You did. You rounded it out.
I hate you. You're the worst.
Not as much as I hate myself.
You love yourself.
I do. I'm the best.
No, you. It's true. I don't know about the best, but you're up there.
One of the best.
Yeah, you're the best around.
Why are you pulling up Wikipedia?
Because it's time for the last segment of the show, the Wikipedia random article, where we go to Wikipedia, click on random article, and talk about whatever article it is, even though there's a good chance we will not know anything about what Wikipedia brings up.
This sounds like a bad idea.
No, it sounds like a great idea. Okay, though, to be fair, I guess in the literal sense, it's a bad idea because I've only done this once before. It was with the previous guest, Jason. And what came up was the scientific term for a flower, and we were like, what is this? Anyways, you're boned.
Wow, sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
That's awesome. This is going to be great.
Ready?
Yeah, go for it. Whoa!
Rocket! The article is
big
about MC era. Tunes, MC space, T-U-N-E-S, is a British rapper from the suburb of Moss Side in Manchester. His name was legally changed to Lockett in 1981.
I've already moved on to Associated Acts. Happy Monday, Bez. 808 State.
Who's Bez?
Bez. Who's Happy Mondays?
I'm more interested in someone named Bez than I am interested in a likely band.
Wait, called Wait, what's Happy his 808 State? Scroll down.
Wait. I like how it says born Nicholas William Dennis Hodgson.
1970.
But they won't list that as his, like, legal name. They should say that later. Like, MC Tunes, known as Lockett.
A.K.A.
Born as.
MC Tunes. No, maybe he legally changed it.
Well, it says he legally changed it in 1981.
Oh. Did you already read that? I was listening.
That was okay. What's Happy Mondays? Alternative rock band. Yeah, formed in 1980, and Bez.
Mark Berry,
or Bez, occasionally credited as Bez. That's my sister's birthday. Bez. Oh, hey, is a British
Bez,
dancer.
Bez.
You know, Bez. I would. I did this in. The last play I ever did in high school theater, I listed myself as Ahmed Widerbro. And that's what's happening here. Bez.
It's pretty good.
I thought it was funny.
Pretty clever.
No one else did.
I made a SARS reference in my senior bio.
What?
It's pretty bad.
Why?
It seemed funny at the time.
What was the reference?
I don't remember.
John Bradley, senior quote. Sorry. No. MC Tunes, I guess, sampled a lot. Personal life, still lives in Manchester. Your family at some point probably lived in Manchester. Or not, I don't know. Definitely. All you told me was English.
English, that's pretty much all I know.
Yeah. Manchester isn't even a clickable word. Can't click on
it. Manchester era it is.
No, that says Madchester.
Oh, Madchester era.
Which I also thought about. I was like, does that say Manchester? Oh, it says Madchester. What's Madchester? Music scene that developed.
In Manchester. There's Manchester.
Oh, now it's... Why couldn't... You can't click it on MC Toons.
Manchester will not link.
Manchester has had enough of MC Toons.
That's the love of them.
MC Toons.
Manchester. Yeah. It's a location in England.
How many people are in it? 498,800. Is that a lot? I feel like that's not that much. Doesn't New York City have like 8 million people?
Yeah, it's New York City.
Well, Manchester's a pretty big area, isn't it?
It's a big area in England, which is a tiny island.
It's not that tiny.
Wow.
It's pretty...
I'm an American. You forget.
It's bigger than Hawaii.
Yeah, and that's Hawaii.
Oh, okay. Here's the thing. Do you know what the Manchester Blitz is? Because...
No.
Okay, neither do I. But it came after the Second World War, so maybe you should.
What? Don't scroll down. Now I'm interested in reading it.
No, it's boring.
Oh, just a bombing operation on Manchester? Of course that would have happened.
Well, of course.
Of course. This is awful.
And that was quick. We went from NC Toons.
Yeah, you started off strong and then you went off. You should probably just stay on the same page.
No.
I'm just saying for future segments or just change the segment.
We have never. So that was that.
That's that. Well, that's that. Always a good way to end a radio program.
I meant the...
Nope, that's that.
I meant the segment, but I guess this is also the end of the program. That's the last segment, isn't it? Yep. This is the last segment.
That's it.
Well, thank you, John, for coming by.
That's that.
That's that. This has been episode 4, People Interesting. I've been Ahmed. Say bye, John.
Bye. That's that.
This has been People Are Interesting. Would be...
Why aren't you at my party, asshole?